So, Chuck, somebody here doesn't have one. This is good. Everybody's going to be up here. This is good. I'm proud of y'all. I want to start a little different tonight. As you know, we're starting a new series on grace. And I want you to look around and see if there are any smart people around you. If you find some smart people, you might get together. Smart people who know how to turn on things. You get together with others, and I want you to think of different ways the word grace is used. For instance, a lot of you have ate out at restaurants, I imagine, by this time in your lives. And you leave some money behind, and that is called a what?
A tip.
Or a gratuity. It comes from the same word that's in the Bible for grace. Okay, I got a couple more. I didn't research that.
Ooh.
Okay, did not know that. If you go to England and you run into royalty, you would give her the proper dress. I think I forgot it. You dress her as Your Grace. This is the story of Michael, my son-in-law. He grew up until he was 10 in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a bilanguage island. They speak English and Spanish. If they had their way, they'd speak Spanish all the way. But they are owned by the United States, so they think they got to speak English. Well, at Pepperdine, it's a requirement that you take another language. So Mike signed up for Spanish 1. And the teacher said, he said, would you let me out of this class? He said, no. He said, but I grew up in Puerto Rico. She says, I don't care. After the class, she said, you don't come back anymore. And he said, what about the extra language? She said, you already got it. You can teach my class. And so they dismissed having a second language on his grade point average. That is called grace. They call it a giving of grace. So they use it there. Cambridge and Oxford are famous for substituting one for the other, and it's called an operation of grace. So that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Ingratiating is a, okay, that's a good one. I didn't have that one down. Ingratiating.
Is ingrate also?
Ingrate is an opposite of grace. Ingrate is when you don't appreciate anything. It sure is. People have those near misses, say, by the grace of God.
At the dinner table, you say grace.
That's a good one. I had that one down. See, child, I had that one. You say grace before you eat.
Talk to people falling from grace.
Falling from grace.
Galatians, it's falling from a lower place.
Okay. Gracious is a good word. Y'all doing good on this. Grateful would follow in there. Same word. Graceful manner when the brides come. That's good. Requesting something with grace. Let's have one more. So you moved your hand. Does that mean you want to talk? No? Okay. We use the word a lot. And yet, when it comes to salvation, we use grace to mean
unmerited favor.
The job is done. We are saved by grace through faith. Grace is a little bigger than that. This is a verb form of grace. And in it, it means I rejoice. It's the more modern meaning for, or I'm glad. Can you think of some people who are very glad? I'll give you a hint. Luke 15.
When one sinner repents.
In fact, if you go through all three, there's partying in heaven when one of those things happen. So this is that form of grace. David Siemens, who is an old Christian writer, if you run across his stuff, it's pretty good. But he's an old Christian counselor, writes, many years ago, I was driven to the conclusion that the two major causes of emotional problems among Christians are these: the failure to understand, receive, and live out God's unconditional grace and forgiveness, and the failure to give out that unconditional love, forgiveness, and grace to other people. We read, we hear, we believe a good theology of grace, but that's not the way we should live. The good news of the gospel of grace has not penetrated the level of our emotions. If you want to follow, we're going to be in Ephesians 2. Scratching more than anything else. It's because I lost it. Yeah. Y'all, plug your ears just for a second. All right. Somebody want to read?
As for you, you were dead in
Okay, what's he saying? Who do I want to pick on? Don. Have you sinned in the last week? Have you sinned in the last week?
Probably have.
Probably have, yeah, okay.
More than likely.
More than likely? This is getting better as we go, Don. Why?
It's human nature.
Yeah. We were born that way.
The New American Standard does not use the word gratifying.
Okay.
What it says is, verse 3, among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as it is.
Same thing. Oh, it's a good word.
Yeah. And like Don was saying, we do indulge, we do give over. It's, we don't have to, but we all do.
Okay, very good.
Why did you say we were born in sin?
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
When you were a little itty-bitty baby, you didn't have any sin. You didn't know right from wrong or anything. But you grew up, and without anybody teaching you how to sin, you learned it all by yourself.
My sister might have taught
you. Your sister taught you. Okay. Yeah, you can sin and not know it was a sin.
No. Well, you're still falling short of the grace of, you're falling short of, sin is missing the mark, God's will. So when you miss the mark, whether you knew it or not, you still missed.
Okay.
You're just not accountable for it.
Well, let me back up a second. And I can't find where I'm going the right way now.
Oh, you mean you're born into this world that is sin?
Yes. Everybody does. And that's what he's trying to teach the Jews in the book of Romans. The Jews are coming back and they said, we're really good compared to the other guys. We're just really good. Those Gentiles, they're really bad. But we're really good. So Paul takes his time to say, you're no better than them. Because in chapter 1, we showed how the Gentiles were sinners. Chapter 2, we showed how the Jews were sinners. In chapter 3, after you get through those two groups, that's all there is. So you both are sinners. Both groups. So far, so good? Now, what it does, I'm going to come over here and pick on Mike because he's back here and his wife isn't protecting him. Do you want to sin less than me or more than me? Be gracious.
I'll try to sin less than you.
Less than me? Yeah. Okay. Okay, what's that get you?
Just maybe a step ahead of you.
No.
Only had to do one.
We're both still sinning, and that brings us at the same point.
Kind of a backwards way of looking at it is the story that Jesus told about the people working in the field and getting paid.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, he's starts handing out the money, the last one's first. And the one that had just been there 10 minutes got a buck. And the one that had been there 9 hours got a buck. He said, well, this isn't right. I've been here 9 hours. He's only been here an hour. Well, what you're talking about is the same thing in the opposite way. How many times have you sinned? Three. How many times have you sinned? Oh, I only sinned two. Okay. And Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin, doesn't say the wages of 15 sins, says the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
So you all earn the same wage.
Yeah, we tend
to,
we tend to look at it as two people and the bear.
Two people and the bear.
The story, yeah.
I never,
you don't have to be faster than the bear. You just have to be faster than the other person. That's the one who's going to die, right? So we tend to look
got it.
And say, okay, if you're a little bit better off than the other person, you are better off. It's like, no, that's a wrong way to look at it.
The bear gets everybody.
The bear gets everybody.
He does say that. Now back to Don and I. We're both sinners. What do we do? Yeah. If we're both sinners, I don't look down at him and he doesn't look down at me. Because we're both sinners. There's an equality here. So that no one is up here. And in Ephesians, I've got something in Romans first. Now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is a difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Don and I, we just... There's no difference. I lost my place. Sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came through Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies in having faith. Now that's a lot. Let me just sort of break it down. We all sin, and Ephesians tells us why. And this is deep. You ready? This is my deep point of the night. That's not my deep point of the night. Verse 3, all of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts like the rest of us. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. What's he saying?
He's saying what we were.
What we were? He's saying what we were. He's saying this is part of our nature. When you get hungry, you look for food. When you get thirsty, you look for drink. When you're sick, you look for a doctor to make you feel better. We have all these cravings inside of us, and our society tells us, just go ahead, do them. It's all right. You'll have a ball doing them. And Paul says, no, it's not the way a Christian thinks. He looked at us, and because of His great mercy for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ Jesus. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. The first time we come across that in chapter 2 is in this verse, verse 5. We are saved by grace. So Don and I, we can count on being saved, but it takes an act of God. Paul. Yeah. We can't change 100%.
Romans chapter 9, verses 20, 32 and following, it says, what if God, although choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath, prepared for destruction? What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, even us, whom he also called, not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles?
Yeah.
Everybody's in the same boat.
Same boat, Jews and Gentiles. And God looks at us in that condition and sends mercy because he loves his kids. He loves his creation. I like kids better, but he loves those that are his.
He loves all his creation,
and he will do anything for them.
He's
even to be patient until you get to where he needs you to go. I have a daughter. I'd do anything for her. Mistake was, I told her that when she was a teenager. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. I got two grandsons. I do that. I've got a son-in-law that's an answer to prayer. He is so good to her. But none of that would be true if it wasn't for God making it true. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Receive God's grace, and they pass on. Mm-hmm. They're covered under his grace, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. What he was doing, Paul does in Romans, he explains how we came to the knowledge of sin. And the way we did, we learned what the law said. And when we learned the law said, don't do that, we did it. But that's the line he drew. He drew the line. You know the law? You sin against it. And we all have some of these tendencies when people tell us to do something, it is the last thing we're going to do. If you're a man and you've been told to take out the garbage, it's in your genetic code not to want to take out the garbage. Yeah. And there are a whole lot of these that have actually been categorized. But he's saying, listen, if you just followed them, you'd be lost.
Okay. His justice, he's trying to save us because he didn't kill sin originally?
No. What that's saying is, William's not here to protect you either, so feel vulnerable. Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket? No. I did. And I was at the time the chaplain of the McMurray Police Department. My daughter outdid me, she got 3. So there were 4 tickets in our family at one time. aren't you glad we weren't alike always? So I could have gotten taken care of by just saying, Paul, the rookie cop doesn't know me real well, gave me this ticket. And he would have taken it away and said, don't worry about it. But justice wouldn't have been served. I broke a law. And I have to pay for the law, breaking the law, before justice can be served. Yeah, had to be punished though. And the only way you can really get it punished is why he sent Jesus. Yes, it was. You're right. Okay. While we were seated, God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. I'll stop there for a second. What's he just said? He has taken care of the sin problem and been able to raise us up and sit us with. That means eternal. Seated with Christ is a promise of eternal. And because it's eternal, he does it in the order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Okay. In other words, you look at Jesus, you can understand how far God would go for us. In Romans 8, he said, he gave up his only son for us. What would he hold back?
And it wasn't just that our sins have been forgiven, that the debt was paid, that your fine was paid. But this goes even further, to put us as children, brothers and sisters of Christ, children of God, would raise us up to that realm. That we definitely didn't deserve.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. That's grace.
Good. In order that he might show in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in Christ Jesus to the kind. His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Who wants to take that one on? If we are guilty of sin, and the only one who can take away our sin is God. God took away our sin. So we can't go around saying, hey, Don, how many times you sin? I sin either less or more. We're still in our sin problem. We still can't get rid of it. Okay.
Define, say, you have begun a life with God.
Uh-huh.
And it started right here on earth.
Uh-huh.
And yet, when you die, you'll be changed into a different body.
Uh-huh.
Spiritual one then. So, did you already begin your eternal life?
We are eternal beings now. Okay, 10. For we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Does that feel good?
There's a contrast with the previous verse saying that you're not saved by the works, but now because you're saved, you are created to do the good works.
Yes. Right. I really want you to see the end of verse 10. It's not the end. But when we go from 8 through 10, and that's the end. That's not the end in Ephesians 2.
The first word
after verse 10 is, therefore. Now, when you see a therefore in the Bible, I'll come back and get it. When you see a therefore in the Bible, you stop and see what it is there for. Because it means other things have been said before it, and he's going out and using that to show you the repercussions of what he's done. Now, this is the noun. We've had the verb, now we have the noun. Grace is the exercise of love, kindness, compassion, mercy, favor, disposition to benefit or serve another. This is when we are giving just like God was giving. When we receive salvation. Okay, got a lot of stares. Okay, recreated. You could use that terminology. That would work. But here he sits down and I had a Gentile. Who's my Gentile? Were you my Gentile?
I wasn't, but...
Bertha was. who was? Don was the Gentile. You were the Gentile? You're everything tonight. This is good. I'm the Jew. How do I feel about you if you're the Gentile?
Not too good.
What do you mean not too good? That was their favorite word for Gentile. They were dogs. Now, why would they say dogs when you go home and see little Pookie out there and he's going to hop up in your lap? Wild dogs will kill you and never look back. They hunt in packs. They utterly destroy what's there. That's how they felt about each other. Nope. Ah, yes. Yeah, the dogs came. Dogs did a couple times. But what he's saying is, if you are saved, you can't hold on to those old feelings that, hey, he's Gentile, I'm a Jew, and I, therefore. You didn't deserve being saved by God or him loving you. Just because Don is a Gentile and I'm a Jew, I can't not love him just because we're different.
making choices. Like he made a choice of Jacob over Esau before either one was born, so it wasn't because one of them did bad. And then in verse 16, he says, it does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. You can't say it any more simple than that.
It's really simple to say it just like that. But notice if we get there, some of the things that have traditionally been dividing lines. Now I'll get on mine. Now I'll get on Chuck. He's easier. He's bigger. You come up, I'm going to come up with a list of things that you can't do anymore. Do you go to the gym?
No.
Yeah. Do you wear shorts?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to wear shorts. You got ugly legs. Do you play games?
Yes.
You can't play games. Especially those games with dice, because you gamble. You watch TV?
Yep.
TV's got bad shows on it. In fact, all TV shows are made up. They were bad movies, and they send them to TV, and they're bad. Really bad. That's twice bad. Ever find people doing that? No? I'm supposed to love him. I'm not supposed to be making rules for him. I'm supposed to love him.
Like,
yeah.
Wear a tie and not have your shirt open.
All those things. So it's not rules I make. It's sitting there, and here we are. We've got a Gentile and a Jew. And the question isn't, is he as bad as I am? The question is, how can I love him more? How can I bring him closer? How can I help his faith grow? They're the questions we ask because we were saved by God, not through our efforts, through God's efforts. And he saved the same way. But see, grace doesn't stop when we are saved. It starts. Questions, comments? Sue?
I was just thinking that you're trying to make, you think you're better than God because you're a Jew and he's a Gentile.
Yeah, and I've got a wife to defend me here and he doesn't, so.
So you're trying after he becomes a Christian because you still feel like you're better than him. You try to him because you want him to come up to your standard.
You're exactly right. I'm missing the application. Probably my fault.
Well, we do that. Lots of times just in relationships, you were talking about other things, but just relationships, we have our standards and we think that we're perfect. And we want everybody to be just like us.
Uh-huh.
Because we're perfect and we don't see our sinfulness and our need for God's grace and God's mercy. We just see their sin and their need for God's grace and mercy.
Yeah, and you're going to turn out with the tax collector and the publican.
Mm-hmm. Sue says, I want you to be like I am, so you're going to have to behave differently if you're going to make it. Right?
She's giving you high fives. This is dangerous for me.
Before long, we're drawing a line where God's grace can't cross.
Uh-huh.
But you're not.
Yes, you're far away. I'm not going to be able to get my next point in. What I want you to do is go home and read the rest of Ephesians 2. If you have commentaries, take a good commentary on Ephesians 2 and take the time to read it. And we will come back because God's got a bunch of stuff lined up for us to be and do because he loves us. Okay, questions, comments? I must be good or you must be asleep. One or the other. We'll go with sleep. Bob!
You say that's it. I'm not going to sin no more. I had enough sinning all my life. I'm 40 years old. Is that going to get you into heaven?
No.
Because that works.
That's works. Can't follow the crowd.
The behavior is not to be saved, but because you are.
Yes. We are going to have a Holy Spirit verse here in chapter 2 in a second or two. And what that is God says it's his down payment on our salvation. And it's the reason he'll even help us do things that we need to do with our lives. And that's through the Holy Spirit. But that'll be next week because getting into the Holy Spirit is not easy. Okay. See you all next week. I'm done now. For an old man, yeah. I am very impressed.
You have all this Bible knowledge.